Can you predict what will come in 100 years? Or in 10? Or in the next minute? Some people think they can. They'll predict the shape of the future because they make the future. Because they see beyond the known dimensions of time and space into the unknown, Dimension X. We go ahead now in time.
Cosmic ray bomb they're testing out in the Pacific tonight.
A sparkling crystal diamond, vibrating at a higher frequency so y'all don't have to bother none.
Long run, our ship will make the CR bomb back page stuck.
Come take a listen.
Half the principles in this ship are pure theory.
Let your sensorium be nourished as Matt sheds light on the millennial ecstatics of the day.
So keep your mic open and keep talking. If anything goes wrong, we want to know exactly why.
I just don't think anybody's going to be interested in a podcast about Tekashi. Really?
Well, who knows?
Who in the world would listen to two people like us talking on a podcast about Tekashi? I don't see it. If anybody likes this, I'm going to be astounded. If anybody says, hey, come here, listen to this old lady and this guy talking about Tekashi, I don't believe it'll happen, not once.
Welcome to the Matt Vaughn Show, my first episode. And as you can hear, my co-hosts are numerous neighborhood barking dogs. I know what you're asking. Matt, why are you recording this intro outside where we can hear these dogs? For one, it's nice weather. I'm here at the beach by the Aegean Sea, so I try to stay outside as much as possible. And to let y'all see, this is a guerrilla broadcast, as it were. Cinema Verite, raw, directly from the streets. So you're going to hear dogs barking in the background, but that's how we roll at the Matt Vaughn Show. Until we get sponsors or somebody who pays us and tells us to stop doing it half-assed and by the seat of our pants. Until then, this is what you'll get. I hope you'll continue to listen. If you don't, that's okay. No pressure. No pressure. It's just my hopes and dreams. The co-host for this show is my lovely mother. We are going to be delving into the topic of Tekashi 6ix9ine, the very famous rap artist. I think you'll really be pleased by my mom's hot takes on this pop culture icon.
Could have lived my whole life and not heard of him. Yeah. Never heard of him till today. Although 69 is the year I graduated from college, got married, it's a good year. I don't know why he's got it on his head, but it's a good year for me. Well, why has he got 69 on his head? Deep message. That 69 and 96 are different upside down? That's not a big message. Sorry. Not to me. That's a deep message. So how have I never heard of him? If he's the biggest rapper, one of the biggest rappers in the world. I am in the world. Well, don't come home with your hair all different colors. I mean, people get tired of stuff faster than, fashion and rainbow hair and rainbow teeth, that all passes. Well, he may have his time in the sun, but he is not going to be there forever.
A legal disclaimer before we move any further. This is actually not my mother. It is an actress playing my mother. Any similarities between this actress playing my mother and my real birth mother are purely coincidental. Enjoy.
A lot of people around here have been done. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But, okay, damn. Let's talk about Tekashi. All right, listen. That Rolling Stone interview must have been half the magazine. It was horrible. I don't want to know. I don't want to know that much about him. I don't know who wrote that, but that's ridiculous. So I was scrolling, and every time I'd let my finger up, it would flip back to the beginning, and I'd have to scroll down again. I was like, this is a nightmare. Well, I went to sleep at 1:30. No. I went to sleep at 11:30, woke up at 1:30 because I have to go to the bathroom every 2 hours. So I went to the bathroom, but I couldn't go back to sleep. It was 1:30. I lay there quietly for 2.5 hours thinking I could go to sleep. I'd already taken melatonin. So finally I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm getting my book, and I'm getting up, and I need to cut those cucumbers up and those onions and make Daddy some cucumber and onion with vinegar because he likes that. Blech. So I did that, put a load in the load of his clothes that he forgets about in the wash dryer. Then I thought, well, I'll check my emails, you know, from all these, I need to get Alf Belks and stuff I don't even buy. So, and then I said, okay, let me look up this Tekashi.
I just want to frame this for the listener. We got Mom here on a late night Tekashi Google search rabbit hole. This is...
It was not a late night. It was early morning. I started at 4 o'clock this morning. Well, I tell you what. I told you what it was. One of them, you have to click something that says you know it's going to be nasty words and terrible content. Did you know that? I had to acknowledge that I would watch it, right?
Yeah, you may. Maybe y'all set it for the kids. You know what I mean?
Honey, we haven't set anything up. We don't know how to set up. We can barely turn it on. We didn't set up crap.
I don't know. It kind of sets things for you these days. Who knows, though?
Oh, good. Well, I watched those four. The one where he gives the money away. What is that called? The good guy or whatever. Well, that's kind of good at the end because I'm glad he gave the money away. But that one with Nicki Minaj and the sexy one, Nicki Minaj is the dog that he keeps playing with. And Nicki Minaj's big rear end and big boobs, they have got, I don't know where they get all these women. I don't know if it's the same woman over and over or they just put out a call for big boobs and big butts. But that is the thing. And it's all the same beat. It's all sameness to it. Sameness. And I was like, dang. Really? Really? People are really watching this. It's got to be guys. Why would girls watch that? Kind of misogynistic.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to it before our call, and I was trying to get into it. And it's a very guy energy. I mean, it's like maybe,
yeah,
I don't even know if y'all women can understand it. Like, there is a part of me that's like, it's almost like a war music. Like, you know, like, you know, you're getting
especially that one that looks like is that the gang members in that one? Well, I tell you what. And then when I went for acupuncture, I was telling Bridget about it, and she said, oh, gosh, I got to meet this guy. He's something else, isn't he? I said, oh, yeah. Then that picture of all your pictures came up. I guess that's your, like, I don't know, what is that, your opening page or something? All the pictures of you, Matt Baum. It looks like a book cover.
Yeah, that is sure. Similar. Book cover, album cover, that's the same
well,
vibe.
Okay. I didn't even know that one with thought that was a fez. You said it was a knit cap. But what have you got knit. In your hand? What's in your hand? I thought it was a hookah. I didn't know what it was.
No.
Shillelagh?
Just a spiritual yeah. Shillelagh.
Do you use it to keep the dogs off?
And the evil spirits, yeah. All of the above. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. And I did want to point out that lest you worry that you're in inexperienced hands, inexperienced podcasting hands, that this is my first podcast ever. Not true, dear listener. I've been doing podcasts under stage names since the very early days of podcasting, circa 2004. I was part of the first wave of podcasting. So I've been doing it a long time. That's why I really love this Anchor app. It makes it so easy. You just can't help but make a podcast with this app. All right, let's keep listening to my mom.
Well, I really wanted to listen to Chris Stapleton, but I can't find the CD. I pulled over to try to find it. And I'm just so distressed. Do you know who Chris Stapleton is? See my share of broken halos, a golden halo. I can't remember. Broken wings that used to fly. They all go wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. But anyway, he's really good. And he has a lot of good songs. And he has a real gravelly voice. And his wife sings with him. But I don't know where it is. I'm going to look under the seat. That's what I'm going to do. Because that's what I wanted to listen to. Not Tekashi.
But my question to you is, are you aware that the big butt situation, that is a very common aesthetic in rap videos and in the rap community? And so, you know, it's like almost like a currency, big bootied women. And they have many songs
really?
About it. Oh, yeah. Many songs about it. And it's even like they say, make the booty clap. That's a big one. Make the booty clap.
What? Spell
yes,
that.
You heard. Clap. C-L-A-P.
Like clap? That. That's crap. Well, I know there's that one song is old. I like big butts. I cannot lie or something like that.
Yeah, that was
and
the
song
in the 90s when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of brought the big butt situation to the mainstream. And it's just continued.
Well, I mean,
from
you
there.
Know, everybody's got to like something. If that's what they like, fine. I mean, I don't care. I just think it's not attractive. It's that attractive. And I bet, here's what I think. You cannot buy clothes off the rack for those bottoms. You cannot. You will have to have an alteration because you got to cover the butt, so the waist is going to be too big, you understand. So you're going to have them altered. You know, you're going to have them fixed. It's not funny. It's true.
I just
don't wear clothes like they don't.
This is, I mean, we're providing the hot takes. I'm telling you on the big booty situation. I mean, I'm not saying I'm 100% sure we're going to be the biggest podcast stars in the world, but I'm like 30% sure.
Well, listening to these clips with my mom, I must admit, I'm a bit afraid she is stealing the show here, my first episode. My very own mother is upstaging me, but she can't do a podcast because I don't think she could figure out the Anchor app. So Take that, Mom. I hold the means of production. Don't try to start another podcast without your son, because I got the login information. But speaking of Sir Mix-a-Lot, I do want to point out, just for those people out there who are interested in trivia, Sir Mix-a-Lot is a CB radio enthusiast. That means Citizens Band Radio. And he even writes rap songs about CB radio. So there is a whole culture of CB radio enthusiasts that he is a part of, and something of a celebrity within those circles. And for my foreign listeners, CB radio, I don't know if they have that in other parts of the world, but it was a type of radio that you put in your vehicle, and most notably truckers used them, and they still use them to this day to communicate while on the road. But in the 70s, it was a very big popular thing with not just truckers. But anyway, there you go. Factoid just for you.
Give me those great lyrics.
You ain't my motherfucking mans. Who the fuck is you? Brought the cannon to the jam. Who the fuck is you? Now, I assume that means you brought a gun to the party.
Oh, yeah, cannon. To the party. Yeah, I got that. Yeah. I got that. Cannon. Yeah.
Who the fuck is you? N-word, who the fuck is you? Don't give a fuck what you saying, who the fuck is you? So this song is all about going up into somebody's face saying, hey, you know, you're nothing to me. We don't know, you better scram, who the fuck is you? Scum gang.
So I'm getting to see what the chorus is. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
And you're seeing the criticism of other rap artists who are saying this is really not rap. I mean, like I was trying to say in the first segment of this, this is just the same words repeated over and over. Almost like punk
probably
rock.
Probably the
or
same
something.
Beat, too. Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Scum gang, my only fam. Who the fuck is you? So he says scum gang a lot. I don't know if that is specifically related to the urban discourse as a whole, or if that is just like his social milieu, that scum means something.
Maybe,
but he says
maybe
scum
it's an acronym for something.
Good
maybe
point.
It stands for S something like S-C, I don't know, S-C-U-N. Sort of crazy under, I mean, you know, maybe it stands for something. I don't know. I don't think it really means scum. I don't know. Look it up. That's your job.
I was trying to stay so serious. This is hilarious. Sort of. What'd you say? Sort of.
Now, I know what you're asking yourself. You're saying, Matt, do we really need another podcast? Do I really have space in my life for another podcast? The short answer to that is yes. Now, I know there is a lot of great podcast content out there these days. There's Marc Maron, there's Adam Carolla, there's Joe Rogan, there's Serial, if you like to learn about crime. And I assure you that my podcast will become, now I'm not going to say your personal favorite, but at least like top five. You know, definitely 100% your top 10.
W-O-R-D? Word?
World.
Star?
W-O-R-L-D. World
R-L-D.
Star.
World Star. No.
So World Star is a website. And now it's a YouTube channel, but it got famous where they would put fights on there. A lot of, like, fights from maybe the streets, maybe the urban community, people getting knocked out and stuff. So it became so popular that it became a Now we can get to a grammar lesson. What is it when it's, is it a noun? It's a verb. You got world starred. That would be a verb, wouldn't it?
All right, now, it could be, it world star sounds like a noun, but if you get world star, you're using it as a verb, but it seems weird.
Yeah, you got world
star. So somebody gets world starred?
Yeah, like you might get knocked out.
Saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is hot podcast talk, grammar. Now, okay. What is, now you know I'm terrible.
Well, then you can't talk about it because you don't understand grammar.
Well, I bet you a lot of the audience is ignorant like I am. I'm just brave to admit I don't know it. So impeccable grammar.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I do know an adjective from an adverb. And a preposition.
Well, if you know what a preposition is, you might as well just be, you're a fucking expert. Preposition, I don't even know what preposition. It's so terrible, Mom. When I'm trying to learn from my Turkish tutor, I'm just like, wait a second. I don't know what you're saying. What is an adverb? You know what I mean? It gets really tough.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I failed you. Somebody failed you.
And since this is the first episode of my podcast, I did think it would be instructive to do an I Ching reading regarding what the future will be for the Matt Vaughn Show. And the hexagram I got was 57, and it says, the gentle penetrating refers to the way the sage's thought penetrates to us, and in turn to the correct way of influencing others. Penetration occurs through being ceaselessly correct, like a root that penetrates the cracks of a boulder. The influence of the sage penetrates our subconscious until one day, in a flash of insight, we understand with amazing clarity. This is the step-by-step enlightenment by which spiritual mysteries are penetrated as we travel along our path.
We are diagramming a sentence based on World Star. This has never been done, I'm telling you. You think a lot of people are out there diagramming sentences about World Star hip hop?
Oh, I love it. They don't diagram sentences anymore. It's fabulous to diagram sentences. Fun. So fun. Give me the sentence that you're speaking of.
I punched somebody. I knocked them out in front of a crowd.
Uh-huh.
I knocked them out. I turn to the crowd. I say, world star, bitches. What is world star in that?
It's a noun. If you're saying world star, you're not saying that you world starting. You're saying world. I don't know why you're saying it, but it would be a noun.
Would it not
you're
be
speaking,
an adverb? What's an adverb?
No,
adverb
is like if you beat somebody, you beat him soundly or you beat him savagely. Adverbs a lot of times end in L-Y. It describes how about the verb. Like sing loudly. Loudly is an adverb.
Well, I think
how.
You might be right, Mom. I think you might not know enough about World Star. I think it might be an adverb. Because I knocked someone.
I don't. But your sentence was world star, bitches. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
but is like an exclamation. And world star is a thing unless you're putting an E. You didn't say I world starred him.
But isn't okay, but if I say, like, it's like I'm saying I knocked him out world starred Lee. A world startedly.
No. Don't. You're going too far. That's a bridge too far. No. That doesn't make any sense. Just back off,
that's,
world star.
That's the bridge too far after all of our talk. That's the bridge too far. When I add the L-Y to world star, that's the bridge too far.
It doesn't make any sense.
I really want to encourage people to utilize the I Ching. I've utilized it myself for very positive benefit for a number of years. And it's simple to use. You can get apps on your phone that do the readings automatically. So the question I asked was, will the Matt Vaughn Show be a success? And if so, how? So in the I Ching, you can sometimes get two hexagrams. And if you get two hexagrams, it's basically a way to show how to get where you're going. The changing line in my reading was penetration under the bed. And it says, this means to search our heart and mind for hidden enemies, self-pity, pride, or a structured view of what should happen. Priests and magicians refer to the almost magical help that comes when we sincerely seek to know and are willing to resist evil in ourselves. And the final hexagram is 53, which is development, gradual progress. And it says, development refers to making progress in our life situation and in dealing with our fate. Self-development is the means by which these things are resolved. It is necessarily slow because growth is an organic process from within outwards. It requires perseverance and fidelity.
Fabulous content. If you get two people to listen to this, I will say,
what will you do?
OMG.
Let's up this ante. If we get two people, you have to get at least your nails done color, you know, Tekashi colors. All right, so it's agreed, 20,000 listeners, caps on teeth.
No! No! I never agreed to that. You're crazy.
But you did agree, two listeners. I mean, that's just Dad and my lovely wife, and you got some painted, you know. I mean, that's a low-ass bar. We can make that happen.
That is a low bar. I think we better up it to 20 instead of two.
All right, 20, and you got
20,
your
and
teeth.
I'll paint my fingernails. 20, and
yeah.
I'll paint my fingernails.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll see about the teeth. I don't even know how one goes about getting caps on their teeth.
The show is over, y'all. Thanks for listening. I thought the appropriate way to end the first episode of the Matt Vaughn Show would be to play the rest of the I Ching reading. Couldn't be more apropos for the first episode. Thanks a lot. I love you all, unless you hated this, which I don't feel so warmly towards you. I know that means my love is conditional, but I am just a human. I am not an enlightened sage. Not yet, anyway. Constancy has the ultimate power. Constancy is the important ingredient in character development. The developed person is like a tree, the product of slow, organic growth. It is a signal to analyze why we are in such a hurry and to cleanse ourselves of the ego pressures which cause it. Being in a hurry means that we have not yet come to terms with fate. We distrust where we think it is leading us, or think that we are caught going nowhere and that there is no remedy unless we strive and steer ourselves somewhere. This is really a perception of our ego, which would rather do anything than nothing at all. However, gradual progress means that we should work with time rather than strive against it. This attitude is in harmony with fate. Now, I think it's pretty clear what this means for this podcast. We are going to be steadfast. We're going to be slow. Quiet, slowly growing in a crack of the podcasting sidewalk, slowly up through the cracks, eventually spreading our roots, busting open the sidewalk. Humongous tree comes in. Then they're going to send the city in to chop it down. Then we're going to sue the city, get $1 million, call it a day. All right, I like it.